Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, this has been another interesting day here in the markets, particularly in equity markets in Europe. While they've been up and down during the day, they closed pretty strong, very strong indeed, in fact. The DAX was up 1.5%. That's closing in on that 6,000 level once more. The IBEX was up 1.17%. The S&P MIB in Italy was up 1.4%. The FTSE was up 0.76%, still maintaining that level over 6,000. So strong equity markets here in Europe. Over in the US, things are a little bit more subdued. Your CPI numbers came out earlier on today, a bit higher than people are expecting. I think the core rate accelerated faster than people had been looking at. So yesterday you had relatively benign PPI numbers and equity markets really rallied very strongly. Today's been a bit more balanced because you had those CPI numbers come out, which scared people a little because yesterday there was I think people were pretty ebullient that there weren't going to be any further interest rate hikes, but now people are thinking that there might be two more. So, well, actually yesterday they thought there might be only one more. Excuse me, let me correct myself, but what has really held the markets up today? There have been some pretty good equity results coming through, so that has supported the markets. And the day's only half over, so there's plenty of more time for action in the U.S. markets. Asia was a little bit mixed. The Nikkei was up a little bit. It was up 0.68%, 117 points. So still going in the right direction. But there wasn't really any kind of upward dynamic. Might be a little bit of a slow burn in the Nikkei, but time will tell. I think it's still doing the right things. I think one of my colleagues in StockCube Research was looking at who concentrates on Japan was saying that daily volume was half what it normally is today. But given the chart pattern, I don't think there's anything particular to worry about. Of course, if we see a downward dynamic, that would change things. But right now, I think it's just looking fine. The Hang Seng was up over 1%, 192 points. That really is doing all the right things. And Australia was quiet as well, is only up 35 points, which is about half or two thirds of 1%. So things still looking really quite good. You'll see in one of those reports, the BNP Paribas report that I posted today, that fund flows into Asia have been really very high. Now, I was thinking about this, and it was, I mean, it's sort of a chicken and egg scenario because fund flows are high because the equity markets are doing well, and the equity markets are doing well because funds are flowing into them. So I don't know really, is there a great deal of emphasis on the amount of funds flowing into Asia, although it is high. But what is of particular interest is into which countries it's flowing. Taiwan has broken above a relatively key level right now. If it holds this level, holds this break, that is going to be really quite good from a chart perspective. So that's definitely going to be to want to keep an eye on. Now, looking at the bond markets, well, bonds had rallied a little bit yesterday. It was really nothing to worry about. And they early in the session today, they went up a bit more. But once that CPI number came out, they were slashed back. And treasuries from a high of around that's 30-year treasuries, a high of around 107.30, came right back down. They're down 23 points now. They're at 106.30, so down a full point on the day from high to low. The 10-year treasury is down 10 points, 105.19. Gilts, bunds, and JGBs are still pretty okay. Were pretty steady, but they're all really in really quite consistent downtrends. And you just take a quick click through the chart library and look at all those bond futures, and you'll see that they're particularly the developed markets, that there's a real commonality across those markets, and this is really quite an important move in government bond prices or on the downside or in yields on the upside. If you look at those PNF charts of the yields, you see that some of them go back quite a long way, and yields really are ridiculously low. So when we talk about base completion, the times of ridiculously high government bond prices and low yields, I think, are pretty much over. Of course, this isn't going to be in a linear fashion. They're not going to just continue going up, but over the coming years, we're going to see rolling waves of rising yields. So that's definitely going to be something that is going to occupy many minds in the years to come, and indeed is occupying minds right now. Gold continues to have a very good time of it. It's up over $9 on the future right now. It's at 632.50 on the June contract, and that is while that is really a remarkably good performance following that breakout from 600 a couple of days ago, silver really is going for guns today. It's up 64.5 cents at 1442. There's no other way to describe it except acceleration. I'm presuming that it's primarily being driven by ETF speculators, which I have no idea when that is going to be announced. But if I'm not in this, and obviously I wish I was because it's an incredible chart, but anyone who's in this really does have to have a trailing stop. Without a trailing stop in an accelerating market, you really are playing with fire. Then, just looking at the other two precious metals, platinum's looking very healthy. It's up $7.8, and palladium at 373 is up 885. And palladium has been a sort of a stalking horse for a while, but it's really quite consistent now. Broken out to another new high today. Had consolidated for a bit around the 350 level, but moving up quite nicely right now. So that is not showing the kind of acceleration that you're seeing in silver, and it doesn't have the speed of advance that you have in gold either. I'm just going to pull up the platinum chart because, to my chagrin, I haven't looked at it in a while. And palladium and platinum, they are the laggards in the precious metals. Platinum is really just breaking above that 1100 level. Had consolidated a bit around 1100, seems to be breaking up now, so platinum and palladium really starting to look quite good. This has been a relatively quiet day in industrial metals. Copper has been ranging around today. It's currently down 10 cents on the US contract. Coming, I'm guessing it's finding a little bit of resistance around the 300 mark, sort of a big round number. But what we're certainly seeing in particularly in copper and zinc, copper and zinc particularly, has been quite a lot of acceleration. So if we saw a little bit of a consolidation around here, that would be really quite healthy for the market. But given that today it's really quite flat, it was down a bit. It was down over six, over $5 earlier on today, but made it right back up. So still a lot of strength in the copper market. If we were to see a bit of a consolidation, it would pr could be an entry point if it can hold these prices. But for me anyway, I'm going to stay aside from this. I think there are other opportunities out there with less risk. Just a quick word on the currencies. Relatively quiet day. The euro is up 31 points, 123.78. You'll see that chart of cable in the interesting charts today. That's coming up on that 180 level, which is top of the range. Excuse me. So we are starting to we're seeing further dollar weakness in here. But again, this isn't really a trending market. I'm afraid I can't type. I'm just pulling up the dollar index. Dollar index right now is at almost at 88. That's where the low was back in January. We see a little bit of bounce here. I don't think it's going to surprise anyone, but the key here is that this is a gradual ranging downtrend. Or broadly it's a type 3 bottom, so that's ranging time and size. It's going to take a long time. It's going to bounce around between sort of 80 and 90 for a long time, and it could take the rest of the year to get back down towards those lows that we saw last year around 82, I think. So this is very much a trading market, definitely not a trending market, and we have to keep that in mind when we look at some of the other current major currency pairs like the yen, the euro versus the dollar, that the likelihood of this really trending is, or relatively unlikely. The New Zealand dollar has had come off quite a lot in March, and we are seeing a bit of a rally right now. So that's something to keep an eye on. There is some or there may be some resistance when it gets back towards the bottom of the range that it had been trading in for 6 or 7 months, which is around 0.66. So that's still quite a bit away. And it's right now it's doing all the right things. This is really quite a good counter trend rally. But that's pretty much it for me. If there's anything we can do or any way we can improve the service, please don't hesitate to contact me. And as I'm looking at the screen right now, gold is up over $11, so that's quite a good move. Actually, before I finish, I haven't mentioned oil at all today. Oil is really quite steady, holding those gains that we've seen over the last couple of days. Same with natural gas. It is looking like we're going to see these higher levels maintained. In the absence of a downward dynamic, this really could only be just a very brief pause. But finishing that PS, that's just it for me. Thanks very much.